This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, the UK general election is taking place on the 4th of July, and it's important that everyone heads to the polling stations to cast their vote. Someone who will most definitely be heading over bright and early to vote on the day is RNIB's chief executive, Matt Stringer. Lovely speaking with you, Matt.
Hi, Paulina. Yes, always keen on the political process, exercise my democratic franchise, so I'll be going out to vote on the 4th of July, absolutely.
And I feel like this is such an important time for RNIB at the moment, because a big part of what RNIB does is around accessibility of voting.
Yeah, that's right. We've, you know, been championing for years. I've been involved along with people up in our Scottish office and the team in London, you know, team in Wales and Northern Ireland, actually, you know, using the devolved nations, using local government elections and mayoral elections as all great opportunities to really try and push the case to make voting as accessible as possible. We produced a couple of reports over the last few years, which we've called the Turned Out Report, which gives a sort of summary of the advances that we're making, but also the challenges that remain. And, you know, this general election has been only the most recent, obviously very large opportunity to really keep banging the drum about accessible voting. And we've just put out a video, you know, this week, you know, last week of June, you know, which is a bit of a spoof. It shows a mocked up polling booth with some cameras interfering with sighted people voting. And it makes the point that, you know, that's what visually impaired people put up with, you know, every time they go to vote, because they can't routinely vote independently and in secret. You know, they have to have someone with them, and you run the risk of people knowing what you're doing. It's not secret, they might interfere. You know, it's not independent. And this video we put out really talks to that and really makes the case about why that's not acceptable for blind and partially sighted people.
And I feel like something that goes hand in hand with this is you want to encourage candidates to become an RNIB champion.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, we're been lobbying and influencing of governments, and there's a number of ways you can do that. We've been trying to make sure, well, we have done a good job, I think, in the last year or so of building really good links with the current government and building very good links with potentially next government. Who knows what the general election will hold, but we're making sure we've got links across all the parties and really pushing the issues around eye health, around sight loss, and really making sure those are woven into and understood by the politicians who do hold the levers of power or are likely to hold the levers of power. So when they come to make decisions of budgeting or reform or prioritisation, waiting lists, or when they're coming to make discussion the decisions around travel and transport or welfare or whatever it might be, that they really understand the eye health challenge, the sight loss challenge, and they make sure it's on the radar and prioritised. And that's been really important. So, you know, we operate at that national level. I think we've done quite a good job there in the last year, but clearly more to do through and beyond the general election. And then to your question, yeah, I mean, at the local level, it's really important that we build awareness for MPs and prospective parliamentary candidates who will become MPs, because we want to have a House of Commons whereby there's a large number of MPs are either RNIB champions, they've signed up to support the RNIB and thereby understand, you know, challenges around sight loss and opportunities, actually, and what we're trying to do is the RNIB. And through the general election campaign, they've understood, because of our local campaigning work, you know, what the issues are, whether we've taken them on a guided walk or whether we've had them wear specs, whatever it might be. You know, we've really got them to understand some of those challenges. So, yeah, we're really hopeful that when we get the immediately after the general election, we can look around the House of Commons and see 100 plus MPs at least who have signed up to be RNIB champions.
Brilliant. And I know we're talking a lot about some issues around accessibility. There's still some ways to go for UK, but at the end of the day, we still want everyone to go to the polling stations and cast their vote.
Yeah, we do. Look, I mean, I know there are challenges, as we just said, generally with the process of not being independent and necessarily in secret. There are issues around having to take ID to the polling station as well now, which again is challenging for people who might not routinely clearly have a driving license or a passport. But there are other ways of doing it, clearly. But just to remind people, you know, your best chance of having an influence in the democratic process is to use your vote. I certainly feel that. I think also we shouldn't lose sight of the fact we do live in a democracy where the democratic process does run and does work. And there are many countries in the world where you don't get that privilege. So we should absolutely go and use it. But again, As we've been saying, the process of voting, the process of democracy is not in itself accessible. And all the work we've been doing around accessible voting and around making, working with the parties to make their election materials, the leaflets and the output of the social media as accessible as possible is all part of, making that process completely sort of uniform for sighted people and visually impaired people. There should be no difference. And I think the gap's narrowing, which is good, but there still is a discernible gap. And we will keep pushing to make the process fully accessible through this general election and beyond.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us, Matt Stringer, RNAB's Chief Executive.
No, thank you, Pauline. My pleasure, and important topics we've been discussing today. So good to talk to you about it.
If you have any questions about accessibility and what support is available at your local polling station, the best thing to do is to contact your local council and find out what's available. And of course, to find out more about any of the work RNAB is doing around this election time, just visit the RNAB website. It's rnab.org.uk.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.